Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Roger, go ahead, Houston.
Roger. Mike, we've got some comments on the performance of P-23 for today, if you got a minute to talk.
He's all ears.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. For today, we'd like you on P-23 to make a trunnion bias determination prior to P-23 sightings as called out in the procedures, and also one afterwards. Our intent here is to check out the possibility that some sort of thermal effects may be giving you errors in the angular readout in the section. The bias that you get beforehand should be incorporated. That is a proceed on noun 87 after you get two consecutive measurements equal to within 0.003 degrees. And, of course, move the trunnion off a couple of degrees between the measurements. The Earth should be a lot smaller in your field of view today, and I'm sure you're a lot more qualified to tell us about that than we are. But to ensure that you're getting a good angle measurement between the star and the Earth horizon, the section M line, which is the line that runs through the two hash marks and is perpendicular to the R line, should be parallel to the Earth's horizon at the substellar point. And then the actual superimposition of the star upon the horizon can be made any point in the field of view of the sextant above, below, or on the M line. We recommend the marks be made as rapidly as possible after the auto maneuver. If you feel that the amount of time between the auto maneuver and the time you get ready to mark is excessive, or that you don't like that auto maneuver attitude when you get ready to mark, of course you can use a verb 9-4, that's verb 94, to get you back to the flashing 51 position to redo the auto maneuver. Over.
Well, Roger. Stand by one. We're going to stop PTC here, then we'll talk about this P-23.
Yeah. Okay.
Apollo 11 is now going out of the passive thermal control mode in which it was slowly rotating to maintain thermal balance. It's getting set up for the P-23 activities. That's the mid-course navigation. Capcom Bruce McCandless is passing up some changes in the procedures for this navigational operation.
Houston, Apollo 11.
Go ahead, 11.
Okay, we're stopping PTC now and maneuvering to our P-52 in optics Cal attitude. In regard to the P-23, what I was trying to tell you yesterday was about that. The M-line is not anywhere parallel to the horizon at the roll, pitch, and yaw, which you give me to go to for the substellar point. And I was trying to maneuver off to get it parallel to the horizon when y'all said that was not necessary.
Roger, 11. I guess in keeping the cups of coffee score, why, you get that one.
Well, okay, well, this morning let's just see how close it comes to being parallel to the M-line before we start marking the first time. It appeared that the computation of those three angles was somewhat off, and that I was wasting a lot of gas by going to those three angles and then having to make large attitude changes after that to get the M-line parallel, and in some cases it appeared to be just an excessive attitude required, and y'all said it wasn't needed, so I was marking in some cases with the M-line not parallel. I thought perhaps you had some processor for computing that offset and making sense out of that data, but as far as I know, we've got to have the M-line parallel to the horizon.
Roger, 11. We don't have that capability. We do require that the M-line be parallel to the horizon in order to get a good mark. We feel that possibly the state vector information that you were using for your maneuver basis yesterday may have needed to be updated a little, and if you'll stand by a second, we'll give you an evaluation of what we feel you'll get today by the auto maneuver.
Okay.